You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot going on this Monday. But in this town, I know a lot of people are going to be focused on tonight, the end of wild card weekend. Steelers host the Houston Texans, first time they've ever played each other in the playoffs, and kickoff at 8:15. And we go to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Jason Frazier joins us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I assume you're a Steelers fan.
I'm actually not from the region, but definitely cheering for the Steelers. My son has actually become a Will Howard fan of all people, but we're looking forward to the game tonight.
Yeah, I like Will Howard, too. I think we can look for good things for him down the road. But tonight, so last Sunday, it was extremely cold. It's still going to be cold, but we're not going to have to deal with snow, right?
That is correct. We have a dry forecast in place here for tonight. May even see a little bit of the moon out there as we get a game kicked off. Temperature is going to be right around freezing with the feel like maybe in the more of the mid to upper 20s. So still have to bundle up, but you know, could be a lot worse than compared to what we've seen in the previous days.
In terms of precipitation over the weekend, what did we wind up getting officially?
I don't have that quickly on record, as I'm just actually getting spun up. We typically change over our shift crew during around this time, but you know, I know some areas got say half an inch or so of snow, and we had some snow squall warnings that actually were issued for some heavy stuff that came through, dropped quick a little bit, but then did melt a little bit thereafter. So. Kind of made for some tricky moments through the day, but generally tapered off as we got into the evening and led to the dry conditions here today.
Yeah, and it was, as you know, mild enough where we got rain pretty much all day Saturday, which had that been snow, that could have been considerable accumulations.
Right, and you know, sometimes a lot of people compare storms like, oh, if this was, instead of rain, it was snow, we were gotten this much. Well, a lot of times the misnomer is that when you are warmer, you can actually hold more water content in the air. So even in warmer times, that can translate to more precipitation or more rain, that if it was colder, we actually wouldn't have that much moisture in the environment. So hard to compare apples to oranges, but nonetheless, if people are wanting snow, we're going to get some more shots over the next course of the couple weeks, especially as we get into Wednesday and Thursday.
I know you're excited for Groundhog Day.
Oh, we have a countdown. The clock is ticking for it.
Just for the record, Paul, meteorologists hate Groundhog Day by and large.
That's well, so they should.
Well, yeah, it's we think it's a nice, fun event. They do a great job there up in Punxsutawney, and you know, it's always, it gives us motivation to continue to try to.
We can
beat those projections the groundhog provides.
I hope so, Jason. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, but with the meteorology profession, we kind of go all over the country. So I've been quite a few places, but very happy to be settling in here in the Pittsburgh region.
Well, appreciate you, and enjoy the game. Thanks for the update.
Thank you very much, Larry. You take care.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier from our National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh.
Looks like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. Columbus guy. They're pretty nice people over there.
Just looking over the pregame festivities for tonight, Larry. I've got my list of things here to look at.
Well, I know today at noon at the Allegheny County Courthouse, they're going to have another pep rally.
Right, the courthouse courtyard. And then fans can visit the Steelers Experience on Art Rooney Avenue. There's photo ops, entertainment, stuff there. Stage AE is the official tailgate zone. They'll have some live music and stuff going on there, and things to eat and drink, of course. The FedEx Great Hall will be open for photos and viewing, live pregame show. And then the FedEx Air and Ground Zone outside of Gate A has that big football. If you haven't seen that from the flyover shots of the stadium, they've got that little mini gridiron out there now.
Yeah, that's new this season. Mm-hmm. It's between the stadium and the river, to give you some idea behind that end zone.
Steelers, former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch is the guest at the Legend Q&A in the FedEx Great Hall. That starts at 6:45. Former Steeler Arthur Motes is hosting. What a personality he has, right?
He's a great guy.
Let's see here. The first 25,000 fans who enter get a giveaway after they scan their tickets. A Grammy-accredited singer, Norrell Simpson, is performing the national anthem tonight. And they're going to have a playoffs drone show to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the terrible towel during halftime, weather permitting.
I think it appears, and obviously precipitation is one factor and a no-go, so that's not a problem, as we just heard from Jason. The other factor would be wind, but it doesn't appear it'll be too windy by kickoff, so I'm hoping they're able to pull off the Steelers fans' first ever drone show to celebrate Myron Cope's terrible towel.
I saw something interesting in the paper last week. One of the papers, I can't remember who, which it was, but they had pictures of a terrible towel cookie that was being produced by the people of Bethel Bakery. I thought that was really, it really looked cool.
Yeah, 50 years. Man, that's hard to believe. And what people don't know is Myron's son was part of the Allegheny school that he supported with this, and he wanted to make sure that funds went to help people on the spectrum and with disabilities. And he has raised millions of dollars for an idea that was generated by saying, hey, let's do something fun for the playoffs 50 years ago. And you know what? 50 years ago, they won a Super Bowl. So we're hoping that some of that magic rubs off tonight. How are you feeling about this game?
Very good. I think that the Steelers are going to win the game. It'd probably be pretty close and low scoring, I would guess. But I have a very good feeling about a win tonight.
And who knows?
Tomorrow morning, I think we'll be celebrating moving on to the playoffs. Unfortunately, if they do win, they got to go out to New England and play a very good team there. The Patriots had a good year.
Yeah, they did. The Steelers beat them in the regular season.
Kind of hard to do that twice in one season, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Five turnovers by the Patriots helped fuel that. Aaron, are you feeling positive about all this? You ready to go?
I am. I think naturally following what happened last Sunday, the excitement, you just can't escape it. Our hope is restored. I believe in our players and our team. I think I'm claiming a win as well.
Look at you.
We'll see.
All right. The weather turns bad, turn to us. The KDK Radio Storm Center brought to you by Duquesne Light, larger than light, right here on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA. Yeah, I think this is a very atypical day in Pittsburgh. First of all, hosting a playoff game is a rarefied thing these days in Pittsburgh since 2017. And really, we've got, I think the last win in the playoffs was 9 years ago. So a lot of people anticipating an opportunity tonight to change that. So, Aaron, I'm thinking of you being 30 years old. You were like 21 last time the Steelers won a playoff game.
You know, what comes to mind immediately was when the last time the Steelers made it to the Super Bowl was against Green Bay, correct?
Yes, in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. I was at my friend's house. And of course, this is a few years even further back. But when we lost that game, I think, did we? Yeah. When we lost that game, I had like jumped off the couch. I don't know, in a fit of rage and like jammed my knee and had to go to the hospital. So
you were injured in the Steelers' last Super Bowl appearance?
Yes, yes. That's what comes to mind as we think about the playoffs.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's kind of crazy.
I mean, it was pretty hilarious. I was like, what are you doing, Aaron?
Right.
Yeah, I was there with our crew. We spent the whole week broadcasting. They call it Radio Row.
Whew.
We're in the convention center. They set up their stations from all over the country. And I remember we were there. Our brand manager and also producer for the broadcast, PJ Kamanchik, had me reading school closings and delays a couple of the mornings.
Wow.
And people were walking by going, what the hell is he doing?
Right? You know, especially when they hear you say things like Saint Irenaeus.
Saint Irenaeus. I'll never forget when Shumway asked then Bishop Zubik, who was Saint Irenaeus? And there was this long pause.
And you should have played the Jeopardy music.
To his credit, he did get back to us and said we put him on the spot.
Yes.
All right. 50 restaurants are participating this week in Pittsburgh's Restaurant Week of the Winter. So how this works is they have all these special deals because this is typically a slower time for restaurants. Maybe not today because of all the people that are in town for the Steelers game. But typically, and so they have all these specialty things. One of the things that I know that I do is you tend to gravitate to the same thing you get no matter where you go, right? Even if it's McDonald's.
100%, yeah.
Whatever your go-to is, right? But now you have a chance to go to and sample different restaurants for really good prices. So there are 50 of these, and you can just go to PittsburghRestaurantWeek.com. I had lunch at a place in Lawrenceville called The Abbey. It's on Butler Street. It's right across from the Allegheny Cemetery. And you know what, Aaron? It used to be a funeral home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. What? How did they switch over?
I know it sounds on the surface kind of creepy, but it's a really beautiful building. And when you go inside, but I got to admit, you can't help but think this used to be a funeral home. Right? Let's see. Is there a favorite restaurant you have?
It's been a while since I've participated in terms of as a customer in Pittsburgh Restaurant Week. I used to serve, I think I told you guys, at a restaurant called Superior Motors in Braddock. And
that was a very well-spoken of restaurant.
Yeah, that was famous.
Seth Meyers came in and a lot of other famous actors. So it was an era. For sure. It was really, really cool to serve there during Restaurant Week, but I haven't eaten anywhere in a long time during this specific time. So maybe I'll go somewhere and keep you updated.
Well, I know before the pandemic, Pittsburgh was known as a foodie destination because of the chefs that came here and the restaurants that they opened. So if you want to try something different, maybe this is your week. I'm looking at all the lists. So over 50 of them.
Do any names jump out at you on the list? Share some of them.
Yeah.
There's one that it's the Brazilian one that I've never been to.
Fogo de Chão? No.
Yes.
Is it?
is this the one down at Station Square? Or?
Yeah. Well, there's one downtown, I guess, now.
Okay.
I don't know if that one at Station Square is still open. How did you say that?
Fogo de Chao.
Look at you.
It's an interesting spot. I've eaten there.
And this is where they bring around the meat and carve it at the table, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of meat.
So that part's kind of funny because you're getting full and you're laughing because they just keep coming over.
Oh, boy.
Until you flip over the little tab on your table.
In other words, you say, I surrender.
Yes. You're like, I cannot breathe.
How about the Hofbrauhaus on the south side behind the Cheesecake Factory?
They have wonderful food there. If you like German food, they've got it. Real good stuff.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It says you can get a dinner, full dinner, for like $22, which, when you compare what it is everywhere, fast food.
Sure.
That's reasonable.
That's a very reasonable price for a nice meal out. My favorite restaurant has been a go-to since I lived in New Orleans, because that's where the chain was founded, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Wow. Never knew that's where it was founded.
Ruth Fritelle is the founder's name. She passed a few years back. Very popular in New Orleans, but her famous methods of cooking steak.
What made her famous?
She bought an existing steakhouse called Chris Steakhouse and renamed it Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. They cook the steaks at an extremely high temperature, and they're served with clarified butter. That's why they're sizzling and popping when they come out from the kitchen. Almost all the recipes for the side dishes are pretty secret. I remember we had on the air not too long ago, Larry, you might remember the chef who had been the executive chef there for almost 37 years.
Now you're making
recently
me
retired.
Hungry.
Yeah. There's a reason why Roots keeps people for a long time, because they have a steady clientele.
Tupelo Honey is in Station Square.
Mm-hmm. You know who else has in Station Square that I like? Have you been to the Melting Pot?
No, never.
Wonderful food. Erin, have you been there?
Yes, actually, one time. It's been a long time, but I did. I remember going there, and it was one of those places where it's an experience.
Right.
You can't go there and say, oh, I'm comfortable with these dishes. This is what I'm going to get. It forces you out of your comfort zone, which I really like.
Yep. What was the one that just closed not that long ago on Station Square where you, Buca de Pepa?
Yes, I liked Buca de Pepa.
I didn't realize they closed.
Yeah, they shut them down all over town. I think I think they may be out of business completely in the country. But back in the day, the family style meals, I liked it.
Family style meal, and there was a room they had in there called the Pope Room, where there was a giant Lazy Susan and a bust of the Pope in the middle of this table. It was somewhat disturbing, actually.
It was hard to talk about that area. Let's not leave out the Grand Concourse. I mean,
they're still
at
it.
What a wonderful brunch to have there.
So Restaurant Week, 50 restaurants participating. You might want to try one. This is the Big K Morning Show, and it is a very atypical Monday for so many reasons tonight. Acrisure hosting Steelers and Houston Texans, 8:15 kickoff. Monday Night Football to wrap up Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, beat writer Brian Batko. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, first, before we get into the details of the game, I'm truly sorry for the Post-Gazette announcing that their final edition and ceasing operations will take place May 3rd. Maybe someone will come in and do something. But in the meantime, I think about people like you who are great journalists and put your heart and soul into what you do. And I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. It was jarring last week and a bit unsettling, but we've got a playoff game to cover tonight.
And do your job. Well, I'm sure you'll land on your feet. You got a lot of talent. That said, this is what you do. You cover the Steelers. And
right.
Before we get into the matchup tonight, what about the weekend? Some crazy finishes in the playoffs.
I didn't expect to be glued to my TV as much as I was. But, yeah, these games, it was difficult to look away. It started with Rams-Panthers over in the NFC, which a lot of people thought would be maybe not that close. But that set the tone for a bunch of wild games. And the only one that really kind of got away was Chargers-Patriots last night, which that ending around 11:15 meant that the Steelers will go to New England if they find a way to beat the Texans tonight. So it's all connected this time of year, but I would agree with you. Steelers Texans has a lot to live up to based on the rest of Wild Card Weekend.
I would imagine all eyes of football. There's no other option. If you want to watch something with winter weather, they're probably going to do big business with eyeballs on this game just because the Steelers and the Texans and wrapping up Wild Card Weekend. We're talking multi-millions of people will be locked in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with Aaron Rodgers playing in this game and the national narrative, I would assume will be this could be the final game for him. Now, I think there's certainly a chance that he'll decide to come back, and certainly a chance within that that he'll decide to come back to Pittsburgh if they want him, and I think they would. But, yeah, this is huge. It's a team that's hotter than anyone else in the NFL in Houston. Winners of 9 in a row against a Steelers team that, well, I guess a lot of the country also watched them in prime time last night or last week on Sunday Night Football against the Ravens. And it's kind of interesting to me, Larry. I mean, they were not a good prime time team early in this season. Debacles against the Bengals on Thursday night, the Packers on a Sunday night, the Chargers on a Sunday night. But the last couple, they've gone out there and taken care of business against the Ravens, and we'll see what they can do against the Texans. The other one they won was Monday night too against the Dolphins, and Mike Tomlin record on home Monday nights is basically a free win the way they played under him.
Yeah, what, 21 wins in a row at home on Monday night for the Steelers organization? That's pretty incredible. And Adam Crawley, who I know you know very well from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, said that domed home-based teams like Houston on the road in temperatures less than 40 degrees in the last 10 years are 1-14.
One of those is the Texans last year against Kansas City. And, you know, obviously in Kansas City against the Chiefs. However, they did go to Kansas City earlier this season, and I think it was early December. And it was already quite cold up there at Arrowhead Stadium. And they beat the Chiefs 20-10 that day. So I don't know if there will be any sort of mental block for them. But, yeah, I think it's kind of human nature when you're used to playing indoors for the most part in perfect conditions, especially, and I think this gets overlooked a lot, Larry, especially for the kickers and the punters who play in domes. And then all of a sudden you have to come out and deal with not just the footing at an outdoor grass stadium, but the swirling wind that can play a factor too. So yeah, I think that's an advantage for the Steelers, but how much, I don't know, because this is a pretty hard-nosed Texans defense at least, and we'll see what their offense can do. CJ Stroud, their quarterback, he played at Ohio State, so he's been in some frigid temperatures for sure.
Yeah, and he's a competitor. He's 1-0 personally against the Steelers. I remember that game, but that was down in Houston. So how big a factor is it to have DK Metcalf back as a wide receiver threat?
I think it's a huge factor. The bigger question I have about that is he going to be fresh legs coming off of two missed games and he'll be running past guys in the Texans secondary, or is he going to be a little bit rusty? We've seen him with drops at times this season, even when he is in the flow of the game and is in the flow of the season. But I think he is the biggest X factor for this offense tonight, not named Aaron Rodgers, because we know it, you usually go as the quarterback goes. But other than number eight, I think DK Metcalf being able to make plays downfield, if he can do that, I think it keeps this Texans defense honest. It loosens them up a little bit, and it stops the Steelers from having to really death by a thousand cuts this Texans defense. I think that's where you can get into some thorny situations, and you know, then you're turning it over on downs if you don't get it on a fourth down, or you have to punt it back to them, because I do think a lot of us believe this is going to be a slugfest tonight.
It should be. 8:15 at Acrisure, Monday Night Football, wrapping up Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. Brian Batko, read all about it in the Post-Gazette while you can, and rooting for you too, Brian. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
It's AFC Wild Card game with the Texans.
I love the Steelers on Monday night. Absolutely love the Steelers on Monday night. Like, Houston can't score. Houston's offense is not good. And I think Pittsburgh's got a great chance to win.
That is Nick Costos of the You Better You Bet show on Westwood One Sports. And he is talking my language there.
I like his enthusiasm, of course. And a three-point underdog. I think the Steelers embrace being underdogs at home. Aaron Rodgers mentioned it last week, and we have Aaron Rodgers. You know, and
the odds makers must not have been paying attention to the trends here. First of all, we have the fact that they haven't lost on Monday night. And how many times now? 21, is it?
21 Monday night games in Pittsburgh.
And now what's this thing with the dome teams and temperatures less than 40 degrees in the playoffs?
Yeah, so in the last 10 years, teams that have their home base in a dome stadium on the road with temperature under 40 or 1-14.
So there you go. The odds makers think that that doesn't count. And the Steelers are three-point underdogs.
And that said, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, a play here or two, we saw that all weekend long.
Right, yeah. So President Donald Trump says he's considering, in his words, very strong options, Larry, against Iran, where it is estimated now more than 500 people have been killed in the protests over economic conditions.
We haven't seen the specifics in terms of what that could mean, but remember, the U.S. has a range of options for potential strikes, including cyber attacks that could be carried out against the Iranian regime.
Iran has arrested more than 10,000 people, and they've shut down internet access, Larry.
You get the sense that some major movement, obviously, is going on there, and how will that be mitigated may depend on what the president decides to do.
Yeah, and one other thing we should add, by the way, on Air Force One last night, the president said that Iran has axed for talks. They're trying to maybe sit down and settle things. So it was a good night for the Pitt at the Golden Globes.
To all the healthcare workers in the world, thank you.
Noah Wiley, he won Best Actor in a TV Series Drama, and the Pitt won Best Television Series Drama.
Yeah, and season two just started at the end of last week, and then they announced there will be already a season three. So they got the hat trick last night, which is a big deal, and it puts Pittsburgh again. There we are on the forefront.
So there's an Emmy now, Golden Globe, and what's next, right? Probably quite a few more awards before it's all over.
I would imagine. So I appreciate that the crew, including Noah, as you heard, credits healthcare workers because, let's be honest, day in, day out, many do a thankless job, but what a vital job and what a great job they do. The medical community in this region is unparalleled. So we are
very fortunate.
We are grateful.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.